KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, high school baseball will get back to action tonight with postseason play in Classes 3A and 4A, the two larger classes. In Class 3A quarterfinal round baseball play tonight, District 15 will be played at Harlan this evening as Winterset will battle Carroll in the first game at 5 o'clock, and then it's Harlan versus Atlantic in the second game of the night. That's a 7 o'clock or thereabouts start time, and Chris Parks will be on hand tonight. He'll have that Harlan-Atlantic game for you live this evening here on KJAN. Also, District 16 over at Dallas Center, it'll be ADM facing Glenwood at 5 o'clock, followed by Dallas Center Grimes battling Creston. Up at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School in District 2, Spencer will play MOC Floyd Valley in the opener at 5, followed by Denison versus Sergeant Bluff Luton at 7 o'clock tonight. All those winners advancing to the district finals. Class 4A substate play in action tonight as well. Substate number one, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson will play at Urbandale in first round play tonight. Also, Sioux City West is at Sioux City East and Sioux City North at Waukee. In Substate 8, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln will be playing at Lewis Central tonight. Also, Des Moines North is at Johnston. Indianola is playing Des Moines East this evening as well. And those games all getting underway at 7 o'clock with the winners advancing on in Substate play in Class 4A. In Major League Baseball action last night, Tommy Edman snapped a sixth-inning tie with his first career grand slam. All-star Paul DeJong added a two-run homer and drove in three runs. And the St. Louis Cardinals made it five wins in their last six games. They post a 7-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds. In other National League action, Miami beat San Diego 4-3, Philadelphia edging the L.A. Dodgers 7-6, Washington beat Atlanta 13-4, Milwaukee topping Arizona 5-1, San Francisco beat the New York Mets in 16 innings. 3-2. In the American League, Chesler Cuthbert and Jorge Soler homered in a five-run third inning as the Kansas City Royals stayed hot, completing a four-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox with a 6-5 win. Ian Kennedy gave up a run in the ninth but struck out A.J. Reed looking with the tying run on second base to clinch that win and earn his 16th save in 19 opportunities. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat Toronto 5-0. The Yankees swept two from Tampa Bay, 6-2 and 5-1. Cleveland beat Detroit 6-3. Minnesota 6-3 over Oakland. Houston beat the L.A. Angels 6-2. The Cincinnati Reds are down to their fourth and fifth catchers after placing two more on the injured list. Kurt Casale went on the 10-day injured list with a right knee sprain that manager David Bell said could keep him out for as long as a month. Casale is expected to spend 2 weeks wearing a brace. Kyle Farmer was placed on the 7-day concussion list after taking two foul balls off his mask in the ninth inning of Tuesday's game against the Cubs in Chicago. Well, the Drake men's and women's basketball teams will be playing in the Gulf Coast Showcase later on this year in Florida. The men's tournament will have 3 days of games. It gets underway on November 25th. The women's tournament will have three games starting November 29th. For the men, they'll be facing Miami of Ohio, Northeastern, or South Alabama, and then either Wright State, Weber State, Murray State, or LaSalle. The women will have battle with Purdue, and that'll be followed by games against different types of teams. It could be Auburn, Middle Tennessee State, Gonzaga, Dayton, Arizona State, and Maine, all among the opportunities there. A Des Moines native, Carissa Schweizer, is confidently heading into next week's USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium. The former six-time NCAA champion from Missouri will compete in the 5,000-meter run. Schweizer made her professional debut a year ago at the U.S. Championships.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm in a better place than I was a year ago, just being really tired from NCAAs and SECs. I think I was just kind of nearing the end of my season, and I was just, yeah, like I said, really tired, and now I feel like I've built a really good base, and I'm excited to test the fitness.
Schweizer finished third in the 5,000-meter run last year. A third place next week would be good enough to qualify for the U.S. team that'll compete at the World Championships.
The chances are looking good, but always, every year, I feel like, especially a World and Olympic year, there's always a little more competition. And so there's always a lot of people to look out for, but just can't really play defense. We're just kind of trying to do the best that we can do for ourselves.
Schweizer will have a large cheering section in Des Moines. She ran for Dowling Catholic High School, where her grandfather was the longtime track coach.
It helps so much that my family is just, oh, they know so much about running. So they're really good about being, like, knowing when I need my space and We usually always go out to dinner, though, nights before, and I'll probably go back to my house and just see everyone for a little bit.
That action gets underway next week in Des Moines. In news from the National Football League, a Louisiana judge is allowing a lawsuit to proceed against the NFL over the blown playoff no-call that led to the Rams beating the Saints and advancing to the 2019 Super Bowl. State Civil District Court Judge Nicole Shepard issued the ruling Thursday in the damage lawsuit filed by attorney Antonio Lamon. Lamon says that means Commissioner Roger Goodell and game officials can be questioned in depositions. The officials failed to call either pass interference or roughness penalties when a Rams player leveled a Saints receiver with a helmet-to-helmet hit at a crucial point in the NFC title game. A lawyer for the NFL did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A Missouri man has been fined $500 for pointing a laser at New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during the AFC Championship game with the Kansas City Chiefs in January. KMBC reports Dwayne Morgan pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, disturbing the peace. He'll pay the fine with no jail time. Footage of the game showed a green light flashing on Brady late in the Patriots' 37-31 overtime win at Arrowhead Stadium. The Oakland Raiders have signed free agent receiver Demorne Pearsonell. The Raiders waived receiver Saeed Blacknall to make room for Pearsonell on the roster. Pearsonell most recently played for Salt Lake in the Alliance of American Football. Well, the New York City Triathlon scheduled for this Sunday has been canceled due to the extreme heat levels that are expected for race day. The cancellation announcement was made Thursday night after the National Weather Service issued an excessive heat warning for the tri-state area from noon Friday until 8 p.m. on Sunday. The race organizers said they were unable to provide either a safe event experience or an alternate race weekend. Participants who registered for the event will receive a full refund. The New York Racing Association is canceling Saturday's card of racing at Saratoga Racecourse due to excessive heat that's forecast for eastern New York. The National Weather Service is predicting a heat index that could reach as high as 110 degrees. Training with the horses will be permitted Saturday on both the main track and Oklahoma training track in the normally cooler temperatures in the morning. Well, the IndyCars return to the Iowa Speedway this weekend, and officials are still looking for a sponsor for the race in the future. Sponsored by Iowa Corn since the first race back in 2007, Saturday night's event will be called the Iowa 300.
Our Iowa Corn Growers Association did not renew this year, and while we understood, they were very iconically recognized with that race. They had been the sponsor since day one. So when you have that kind of relationship, it's often very hard to find someone to step in and fill those shoes, especially immediately.
That's Iowa Speedway President David Hyatt, who says replacing a longtime sponsor is difficult.
People have to suddenly realize, companies have to realize that, hey, it's available now, and I can own it, but how do I free up some funds to do it?
Hyatt says there are some prospects for sponsorship down the road.
We have had some talks with some very good companies, some very good Iowa-based companies that we think will have some energy on and hope to announce soon what we'll do in that space.
The weekend of action begins tonight with an ARCA Menards Series race. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.